Now, Mehill, which is Ireland's biggest tourism showcase, took place in the Gleneagle Arena in Killarney over the past few days. Over 260 international tourism buyers and operators travelled to Killarney to meet with more than 400 Irish tourism providers, and that was in a bid to attract more business here to Ireland and to Kerry indeed. I went along to the event and I spoke to Josephine O'Driscoll, who is manager of the Wild Atlantic Way with responsibility for Kerry and West Cork. And she began by talking about the importance of an event like Mehill.
I think this is a fantastic opportunity from both the Irish experience providers and the international tour operators that are coming in. It gives the Irish buyers, and particularly kind of I would be focusing in on our Kerry and West Cork experiences, gives them an opportunity to showcase what they have to offer the visitors, kind of both at a domestic and particularly international level. And I think what has happened, this time last year I spoke with you and a lot of people were cautiously optimistic in relation to how the season was going to pan out. I think they all had a very good season, but I think when you talk and listen to the industry here today, sentiment is absolutely really good. And there's a lot of positivity. March is looking good for an awful lot of the experiences here, the hoteliers and the visitor experiences, the attractions, the activities that we have here in the room. And from the buyer's perspective, they seem to be quite buoyant, kind of, and looking to contract again for next year, which is really good given the circumstances and the economic environment that we're in. But it can only be very positive, kind of, here in the home of tourism in Kerry. So I think, kind of, again, Kerry and the businesses here in Ireland are putting on a fantastic showcase of what they can provide visitors when they come in, whether they're in for a 1 or 2 day, a short trip from the UK, longer trip from the United States, but it's showcasing what the visitors can do, kind of, to get them out into the national parks, kind of, on the sea, on the rivers, walking, tasting our fantastic food. Kind of, I think that's a huge surprise for everybody, is how good the food is here when they come to Ireland. So a lot of the experiences have changed what they're offering the visitors. So they're changing and they're in line with kind of looking to see what type of an experience they need to deliver for the visitors. And when you talk about it, it's that slow down. It's kind of slow tourism. It's about the authentic experience. It's about providing the visitors, kind of bringing them into the heart of their communities. It's meeting the people. It's all about getting immersed in the local communities and the dynamic that goes on within the industry.
And it's amazing, isn't it? Because you kind of touched on it there as well, but we're seeing changes, I suppose, as the years go on into what tourists are looking for when they come here. You know, before it would have been maybe, you know, quite a different picture they would have had in their head when they're coming now. And it does seem like that they want to be immersed, I suppose, in the local communities and experience kind of the culture and what we have to offer. And is that kind of what you're seeing in terms of the businesses that are on show here today?
100%. I think the industry are very adaptable in terms of what the visitor is looking for, and no more so than the Kerry trade that are here. They change their experiences to the needs of the visitor, so they're constantly upskilling themselves in terms of what is the visitor looking for you. And you're right, it's about slowing them down, getting them out of their cars. It's not about the big coach tours going around. It's about the small and multi-generational families that come here, kind of, and they each want to do something different. So there is something different for each one of them to do. If you look at kind of even going from North Kerry down as far as Kinmare and South Kerry, kind of, there's so much for all of the visitors to do, kind of, whether it's on land, whether it's in sea. It's about bringing our Irish music and our dance to life. So there's something there for everybody if they come to visit. And that's what a lot of the industry here are selling to the tour operators. It's about our people, our product, and the experiences that they can offer their visitors that will help them want to come back again. So we always say, kind of, they come here once, they want to come back again and again because of the experience. And that's by, we call it, our people and our place are the most important things that the visitor wants to immerse themselves in. And that's what is done very well in Kerry here.
Brilliant, that's fantastic to hear. And I know there's loads of different, I think there's over 260 buyers here, isn't there? And there's over 400 Irish businesses as well. So there's great collaboration, I suppose, going on and great plans being made. It's a great opportunity because those international buyers, they're from a wide range of different countries, aren't they, Josephine?
They're from all over the world. And yes, and I think what we would say to an awful lot of the experience providers here, kind of, year one, they're getting to know you, kind of, and they get to know what your experience is about. So they keep coming back year on year, and those relationships are built over a period of time. What they want to see is longevity of the experience. They want to see an experience that's going to be here again. remember, the buyers that are coming in are selling for 27, 28. So they want to see an experience that is going to be in 2027, 28 when their visitors are coming to Ireland here. And some of them to see Ireland for the first time. But you have an awful lot of the buyers that are reconnecting with the experiences here year on year, wanting to know how are they diversifying, how are they changing, and how are they bringing that product more to life in light of the changing needs of what the visitor is looking for.
And in terms of how it's going so far, I know we're on day one, I suppose, of it as well. We're kind of halfway through the day, I suppose, at this stage. How has it been going since morning?
I have to say, if you hear the level of chatter that's going on within the room here, it's absolutely brilliant. And I think it's reconnecting with people is really important here. And I think it's really seeing that Ireland is open for business, kind of, you know, which is really important. Ireland is seen as a safe destination. So I think the buyers are really optimistic in terms of where they're coming from. You mightn't see the long haul flights kind of, you know, from the Australias at the moment, given the economic circumstances that are there. But for an awful lot of Europe and America, we're seen as a safe destination. So they're really interested in talking, and they're talking 27 and 28. But kind of that also with the caveat, we have to watch and see what happens on the world economic scale.
Which is understandable as well, absolutely. In terms of this year, I suppose, I know the planning and preparations for that would have been done probably last year and the year before, I suppose, at this stage now. How is the season going so far, I suppose? It really kind of kicks off around St. Patrick's Day, I suppose, around here anyway. But how is it going so far, and what's the outlook, I suppose, for this season?
Well, any of the Irish industry that I've spoken to here this morning, every one of them are optimistic. Everyone are talking about that their March this year is better than their March last year. And every one of them are saying the season ahead looks really, really good. So they're all very optimistic. And I think you have to have that positivity and that optimism. And that generates down then kind of in terms of when they meet the visitor and they're giving the visitor that experience of the warm Kerry welcome. That kind of goes down the line as the visitors are coming in. But positivity, it's all very positive. And there's a fantastic atmosphere between the buyers and the Irish industry here in Mehill 2026.
In terms of the interest in Kerry, I suppose, for the buyers that are here, is there a strong interest in terms of them booking trips to Kerry, I suppose, and seeing what Kerry has to offer?
Well, outside of Dublin, Kerry is the most visited county in the whole of Ireland. So when you look at it that way, so one of the key things, kind of, we work on the Wild Atlantic Way, and we see that the high season is July, August, September and June. So one of the key things that we are doing, kind of, you know, and working with the industry and getting the industry to promote also, is that seasonality, that Kerry is open all year round, and that there are experiences for people to do all year round. There are hotels, there's kind of great food to be had all year round. So it's about extending that season and not making the summer busier, but making the shoulder season, as we call it, as good for a lot of the tourism industry here, which is better for all of the communities. It's better for people in tourism. So it can only keep Kerry in front of mind for the visitor.
Adam Daly of Dingle Crystal was also in attendance at Mehill, and he spoke about the benefits that such an event can bring to his business.
Came to Mehill because I suppose we actually, it's our second year here, and it's just a great way of networking. I suppose meeting lots of overseas tour operators, and back in Dingle we welcome a lot of visitors to the factory, so we work already with a lot of Irish companies that are here, so it's just a great way of kind of linking up and meeting new customers, existing customers, and especially like even the hotels and stuff around, being dropping cards and saying hello and letting sure people know there's an option in Dingle, I suppose. That's the main thing, yeah.
It's a great way to get the word out there about the business as well. So tell us, for someone that was going to walk into the doors of your business today, like, what can they expect?
Yeah, so when you come into Dingle Crystal, so our factory is just outside the town. We have our store on Green Street, and then our factory is out in the industrial estate in Ballinabula. And yeah, I suppose the first thing you'll find is that you'll meet one of the family. So it's myself or my brother or my sister or my dad or my brother-in-law or the factory dog, Harley. You'll meet one of us. So look, yeah, it's a very personal tour. We take visitors in, tell them the history of the company, I suppose, and show them a cutting demonstration. So we'd normally make a piece in front of them from start to finish, and yeah, it's a good kind of 35-40 minute tour where it's very, I suppose, hands-on. It's not behind a curtain, it's you're right up beside the wheel. You could get splashed with water off the wheel, so it's yeah, it's good.
And it seems from talking to people today that that's what people are looking for that are coming on holidays. Absolutely. They want that experience, the hands-on experience as well.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, that's why I find a lot, especially with the overseas, they're looking for they're looking for very, I suppose, unique things, things that you don't get in the big cities. Like, so a lot of small, good craft producers are here, and it's just, I suppose, a bit off the beaten track is what they're looking for. They're looking for something different, a different part of Ireland. And look, Dingle, we're blessed with the back west, so with scenery and everything like that, but we've got great options for rainy days as well, you know, from the distillery or Dick Max Brewhouse or Bean and Dingle or Holden Letters, Brian DeStacks, Joe, there's great craft. So it's great to be able to, I suppose, be here and represent the peninsula as well and try and get as many people coming to the peninsula.
You mentioned this is your second year here in Mehill. Do you find that you got a lot of business from being here previously?
Yeah. Like, it's like everything. You got to work on it. You got to kind of grow with it. And the first year was definitely finding our feet, not knowing, you know, do we have the right appointments, do we book enough, do we meet the right people. And then this year, I suppose, you're meeting the same people again and adding new people in. So I definitely think, and I definitely probably made mistakes this year, so I think it takes a couple of years of doing it before you get into the flow and you're doing it well. But look, it's a massive opportunity. You can see the numbers here. My sister came in for the first time and even she said it's overwhelming when you walk in, like, you know, just the amount of people here, like. So, but it's good, get into the groove fairly lively. Yeah.
You do. It's a great experience, but I can imagine it's overwhelming when you're going in, you're trying to sell the business. In terms of this year, how is it looking for you, and maybe where are you noticing the people are coming from?
Yeah, like, our main market would be North America, USA, and it is, I suppose, look, everybody's kind of worried with that market. There always seems to be something happening every year now, but it's looking good. Like, we've had tours already this season, and a lot of the companies we're dealing with and speaking to here, they're fully booked for the season, so it's looking like it's going to be another busy season, please God. Look, there's always something, factors that can come in and disrupt, but we're very resilient in Kerry and in Dingle, so I think we'll still keep attracting and putting on a good show for all the visitors.
Now, we're still discussing Mehill. I went along and I spoke to a number of people, including Michelle Guilfoyle, who is head of operations for Dingle Distillery. And she spoke about what they were promoting within their business at the event. Have a quick listen.
So today we're here to promote and sell our visitor experience. So we offer tours daily in our distillery there, just on the outskirts of the town in Dingle. And people come to see how we make our award-winning spirit, and as well as just seeing the distillery itself.
And in terms of that experience, I suppose, and seeing, I suppose, how the business works and the kind of behind the scenes aspect that we wouldn't have seen before, what kind of reaction are you getting from people that are coming in the doors to you?
Well, what we find is that we do something kind of different. Like, we're not automated. A lot of what we do is by hand, and our visitors get a very behind the scenes experience. We're not just putting on tours. We're a working production facility with distillers on shift. So our visitors actually see what they're doing in real time. And that's what really makes us stand out and why people like our experience, as well as a nice taste of something at the end.
Absolutely. In terms of this event, Mehill, have you been here before?
No, we've not actually been here before. It's my first time here. But obviously heard a lot about it and it was all really positive. And then because it was in Killarney, it made sense. And like, we love working with Fault Ireland. They're really supportive. Yeah, it's great to be a part with them. So we're delighted to come be here today.
And your first time here, how are you finding the whole experience?
Yeah, I really like it. It's like nice and casual, very friendly and informal, which I think is a nice way to network and connect. It's very easy to do the appointments, and even just sitting down having lunch and coffees, you're still networking and getting to meet everyone. So it's great, yeah.
And people from what countries have you met so far this morning?
We've met some international and some national, Sweden, UK, Spain. And tour operators, obviously, is who we're here. So, like, the beauty of Mehill is, once the platform was open, you know, you can use the portal to go in and book your appointments. So people request appointments with you, and then you can target who you want to target and request appointments with them. So, like, you really can pinpoint who you want to speak to. And yeah, obviously, we're here to speak to tour operators and kind of people looking to bring their groups to do something a bit different. You know, maybe something a bit more exclusive or premium.
And what kind of reaction are you getting from them?
It's all great. Like, we're meeting existing operators that we already work with that have lots of bookings in for the season. So it's great to, like, see people face to face, because you're dealing with them all the time online. And we've asked them, like, what's the feedback? Are their clients happy with our experience? And it's all positive and great. And then it's lovely making new connections as well. We're tapping into some things that, yeah, we kind of wouldn't have thought of otherwise. And we're realizing we can offer a lot to these people that are looking for something a bit different.
And in terms of, I suppose, outside of this event then, what is, I suppose, the outlook for this season, or how is this season going so far? I suppose we're probably started at this stage now.
Yeah, it's looking really good. Like, visitor numbers are on the rise, coming to Ireland again, because accommodation, you know, hotel prices have stabilised. And obviously with all of the uncertainty, things going on in the States, but people are coming back to Ireland again. And we see that in the bookings that we already have in place for the summer. Everything is up so far. So we're really excited for it, yeah.
Siobhan Nocton is Director of Sales and Marketing from Sheen Falls Lodges and the Ring of Kerry Golf Course. And she was experiencing the event from the opposite side of the table this year. So she spoke to me a little bit about her past involvement with the event and how it's different this year, but how her past experiences has stood to her. Here's what she had to say.
Well, I actually was working with Tourism Ireland in San Francisco for 3.5 years, and prior to that in the Middle East in our Asia Hub office for Tourism Ireland for 7. And then I made the big move home to Sheen Falls Lodge and Ring of Kerry Golf Course in January, so started on the 5th of Jan. And actually prior to that I worked with Folger Ireland as well, so I've actually done all angles of the show. So yeah, I'm seeing it from all different sides. Yeah.
Brilliant, that's fantastic. It probably gives you a great insight in terms of what you're doing here this year, and I suppose knowing what to look out for and how the best way was to make as many relationships with the buyers that are coming here.
100%, because I would have actually previously brought the buyers from the US and from the Middle East to the show to meet with the suppliers, which I am now. So it's actually great because I actually kind of pretty much know so many people from all the different sides, know the Tourism Ireland people, the Folger Ireland people, and then obviously all of the buyers as well, which is great, from a lot of the different markets, because the beauty of it is when you're at a show like this, you actually get to engage with buyers from all different markets all over the world. You know, obviously US would be predominantly the market that we would target, but we actually get to meet with suppliers from all over the world, or buyers from all over the world, which is fantastic. Yeah,
it is. And tell me, from, I suppose, the change now for you this year to be on this side of the table, what are you selling, I suppose, or how are you attracting people down to Kerry and down to Sheen Falls?
Well, Sheen Falls, I mean, it's just a stunning property in general. So people love the property, you know, of old. But we've done like nice refreshers to the property. So we're kind of promoting those. But a big thing that we're actually promoting is the Ring of Kerry Golf Club. We recently rebranded it as Ring of Kerry Golf Club by Sheen Falls. So it's a beautiful golf club. It's an 18-hole heathland course, which is just on the road out to Temple Knowe there, just about 10 minutes from the property. So heavily promoting that, you know, in tune with, you know, the whole golf product that we have in Ireland. We've 1/3 of the world's links courses. Kerry has just a stunning golf product. You know, looking ahead to the Ryder Cup in Adair Manor next year, golf is a very hot topic for us. And then Sheen Falls Lodge is just an ideal place for golfers to situate themselves when they want to play these beautiful golf courses in Ireland. But just a lovely luxury product and a place to just dwell and recharge the batteries or go touring for the Ring of Kerry or the Bear Peninsula if they're, you know, also taking in the Dingle Peninsula, you know, so there's lots to see and do. And we're in the beautiful town of Kinmare, which, I mean, there is no nicer town really, is there?
You're very lucky for your situation. It's absolutely beautiful. How has the morning been going for you so far?
It's absolutely been fantastic. It's great just kind of spreading the word, especially like I say about the golf course in particular, because, you know, we have a lot of tee times that we want to sell and just to get people to come and experience it, you know, so we've really been spreading that word and that messaging. And, you know, it's just such a beautiful product to be able to sell. And obviously the hotel itself as well, just to tell everyone again about that and refresh their brains. Most people do know about it, but it's lovely for people who are new to the roles or whatever, because we met some new people this morning that they're learning about it for the first time, and you can see them getting excited about it when they haven't seen it before. So it's lovely.
It is, because it's such a stunning property, as you mentioned. Yeah. As well, just before I let you go, in terms of this season, I know the planning and preparation would have gone in, I suppose, you know, 2 years ago and last year probably as well. How is it going, I suppose, and where are you seeing people traveling from to stay with you?
Predominantly it would be the US market would be our kind of number one. We would get a lot of domestic as well. There is a lot of affinity to Sheen Falls of old. Lots of people would have gotten married in Sheen Falls, you know, had lovely experience, got engaged in Sheen Falls. You know, it's just, it's a property, I think, that really gets under people's skins, and, you know, it really kind of captures your heart. And people love coming back and visiting, you know, and even for anniversaries and things like that, or special occasions. And we have beautiful cottages down there as well, where people come, like multi-gen families for celebration travel, things like that. And then, you know, as well, just for the golf course as well, now we can see that again, like I say, golf is just the hot topic at the moment with the Ryder Cup for next year. And then look, being happily situated where we are, you know, with Ring of Kerry, and then with all the beautiful golf courses around Kerry as well. I mean, it's so, you know, it's so great to be able to sell such a wonderful product.
I also caught up with Sharon Shukru, manager of Railsnamara Shellfish, who was exhibiting at Mehill for the first time this year.
So we always knew that Mehel was such a meeting point for all the international buyers. So we were delighted to be able to attend this year, especially when it's only in the road from us in Killarney. So it's a great meeting point to meet all the international buyers from all over the world. So we're delighted to be able to showcase our new saleable experience, Rae at na Mara Oyster Tours in Cremorne.
And I know I've had you on the show before, but just in case anyone didn't hear that, just remind us, I suppose, what the experience is all about.
Yeah, so our new saleable experience is all about showcasing the aquaculture in Cremorne. So we're a fourth generation family run business and we're very proud to keep that tradition going. So when I spoke to you last, we were just speaking about our new addition to the business, which is our new shoppa, I suppose, and our oyster bar for our shucking demonstrations at the end of our tours. So it's great to be able to have this new business and diversify our already existing family generational shellfish business in Cremorne and just have a new avenue of expanding it in a different way. Yeah.
And I was talking to Josephine earlier on and she was telling me that, you know, for someone who's here in the first time ever, that you're fully booked for today, which is amazing. So what does that feel like? It must be lovely to see people coming from different countries and interested to find out a little bit more about your business. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, I suppose the first time coming here, I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was a great opportunity and Fáilte Ireland have sponsored us. So that alone, knowing that they had such interest in us and thinking we were already such a lovely business to promote is one thing, but it's a booking system, as you know, and we have over 29 bookings over the next 2 days, which we're delighted. All incoming bookings from all over the world. So from America to England and Scotland, Italy, all over. So we're delighted to know that they're willing to come and see us. We're a new experience, very marine niche tourism and something different. We're on the Wild Atlantic Way, we're on the Ring of Kerry, so we're hitting all the checklists and everyone would love to see how oysters are grown and to taste them then at the end. So it's a great opportunity and delighted to know that it's being picked up as an interesting experience. Yeah.
But Sharon, it's lovely, I suppose, to see that interest, as you said there, it's amazing. What kind of questions are they asking you, or what kind of, I suppose, interest have they in the business?
They're interested really in, I suppose, something it's new first off, so a lot of people don't know what goes behind growing oysters and mussels. This is the main thing. So something that we're doing every day and we see as just our job, they're so interested in it. And the questions they're asking is, you know, well, I suppose the basics is like how long it is and what do we do and do we go out in the boat, and that's a no, it's all land-based, but they get to see a lot of hands-on. And because we got flag funding as well, we have a lot of more, I suppose, interactive screens and everything to be able to show people what we do out on the water that previously we couldn't have told them, and just to show them our purification facility, and again just the shocking demos as well at the end, which is great. So it's an all-around experience from seed up to adult and then a tasting. So they seem to be very interested in the experience anyway, so it's looking great.
And while in Killarney, I also chatted to Luke Burgess from Bean and Dingle. They've established a new experience to attract people to the area.
Bean and Dingle, we have the coffee shop, and then we have a coffee roaster, Dingle Coffee Roasters, which we started up last year.
Brilliant. And you have a new experience now. So talk me through what that involves.
Yeah, like last year we moved into a new unit with the Uderos in Dingle, in the Wood Dingle. So we've had coffee roastery there. We set up a barista school. And we said we'd open up and see if we can get some more tours in, so like open it to people to come in and see how we roast the coffee, how we taste coffee, and we're also doing barista training as well, classes. So.
And how's it going?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. It's we've had a few barista classes this year, and we had a few tours last year, but this year we're looking into like more premium experiences, so maybe like smaller groups coming in, doing a roasting class, and coming away with a bag of coffee that they roasted themselves.
And in terms of an event like this, how important is it for you to be able to, I suppose, to sell those new experiences and let people know that you are offering them?
Yeah, I suppose we didn't really know any about Meetle last year. It was just until Declan came round. He kind of emailed us last year, said like, it might be something we'd be interested in going to, yeah. So it kind of gives us the opportunity to talk to different tour operators and get the opportunity to like put our experience out to them and see if they come to Dingle, they might want to come and do something a bit different.
And in terms of the meetings you've had so far today, how have they been going, or what kind of reaction have you gotten from the buyers?
Yeah, it's been good so far. They all seem to be fairly interested. I think it's because we're probably a bit different to what everyone else is offering, like, and on a rainy day in Dingle there's not much you can do, so like giving them the opportunity to kind of get onto us, come and do a tour or something, is there seems to be interested in it.